Happy Tuesday. You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I have had an intriguing weekend. My life is always intriguing. But this one was a little bit unusual because, unknowns to me, what I actually did was a series of podcasts with reference to the great outdoors, 90% odd anyway. And rather than just saying, look, here's what I did the weekend, I, you know, walked the field, or for example, and you go, oh, that's great. I kind of said, well, I'll podcast it via Audioboo, join them all together, stick them into the one blog post, and see how it all works out. Therefore, then, one can raise the question, is it better to, one may say, blog textually or sound? Do you get what I'm saying? So this weekend, Friday, I went and played pitch and putt for the first time since I was 7 years old. Ballybohol Pitch and Putt Club, 30 quid a year, 30 euro a year membership, bargain buster. No excuses for it. Great outdoors, walking fields, beautifully landscaped grounds. We went up to a wee little place called Bog of the Ring. Yes, you heard it right. Bog of the Ring. And I played there for the first time. A brilliant day. Back to Ballybohol, where there is only one premises that can hold people whilst having a cup of tea and a sandwich, which is the pub. And of course, we ended up in a bit of a trad session. Me playing guitar with Ronnie and another guy, Peter, on accordion. On Saturday, I dropped by the Agri Supplies place. And Jer was up there and he was grinding barley, checking moisture content. So I pulled it out the phone, did a wee little podcast there. Then I dropped down to Philip, my good friend and neighbour, who had the night before dropped up a bottle of homemade elderflower champagne. Now, personally, I think this stuff could take the hairs off my chest, whilst also removing broadleaf weeds and moss from your lawn. Dangerous stuff, potentially. So I said, rather than just here's the ingredients, you try and make it, because elderflowers aren't in flower anymore, I recorded. Sunday, I was up early because I was up with Ella, my daughter, 14 weeks old, and so I heard the birds outside and I thought, jeez, that's gorgeous. You can't put that in text. You can't describe birds singing. You just, bird singing is a sound. It's like, did you hear a new song? Oh, it sounds like, no, it doesn't. It's like the first time to hear Hendrix. You know that kind of way? Anyhow, so then on Sunday day, my friend Nuki, that's actually his nickname, not his birth name, you know, but Nuki gave me a call and said, well, do you want to come down and we'll have a game, it only takes an hour, in Pitch and Putt, the Pitch and Putt Club in Ballybohol. So I went down there, and of course, great outdoors and plants all across the walls. I'd never played there before, my second time since I'm 7 years of age. So I did a wee little recording down there, that was good. And then I came back and I think I cleaned out the hen house. And so I did a wee little podcast on that, because we got about 9 or 12 eggs, I can't remember. On Monday, I think it was Monday or Sunday, I did a podcast on my thoughts on the horticultural industry. I'd read the Sunday papers. I'd listened to some things to do with tourism in Ireland from, I think it was Bernie was talking about it, Bernie Goldback. And I kind of said, well, look, here you go now. After that, I think me and Ella did a wee little podcast, which, you know, it's a bit of crack. It's part of my life anyway. And then I went out and I cut the grass. Now, that's my whole weekend in a nutshell. And it would probably take, you know, a few bullet points to note it down. But as I said, the question is, in this case, for the people that I met and the things that I did, is it better that it's done by sound or by text? Does it make it more authentic? Does it make it more fulfilling, enjoyable as a blog post? I know there's, as I said to you, there's one or two in there that some say look a little bit long. There's one or two in there, I think there's one in there that's 7 seconds. There's also one in there that's 20 minutes. I'm not suggesting you sit down at my blog and sit there and watch it and read it for an hour. Answers on a postcard, your thoughts, comments, Let's see how it goes. Let's see what the benefits or are there, or is it better or worse? I'll leave it to you, folks. Happy Monday. Tuesday, sorry. And as always, the post will be live on www.donaghanlandscaping.com. I've called this one a sound weekend. Hey, did you like that? Now, I'm going to go back and try and make some gardens in order to pay my electricity bills and buy a loaf of bread and other stuff that I do for a living. That's it. Take care. Bye-bye.